This is Jay Britton Lee, and we're here to talk about movies, music, TV, and what's going on in our part of the world. Today we're going to talk about Ant-Man.
Ant-Man, yes. Quantumania.
Well, I didn't know what the second part of
them. Third movie.
The third movie, Quantumania. We've seen every Ant-Man in the theater, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, though, it's a good one to see. Same with Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Did we see the first one in the theater?
Never mind. No, I think we've seen the second one.
We've seen most of the Spider-Mans in the theater. The new Spider-Man. Yeah, I think we did.
I would say, I think the first and second Ant-Man were better.
You think the first and second Ant-Man were better? See,
I like the first.
I like the first.
Yeah, the first was good.
I didn't really like the second one.
I didn't like the second
one. What was that one about again?
The first one was good.
Which one was
that? That was Ant-Man and Wasp.
When they
that was bad.
Yeah, it was.
I forgot which one that was.
Oh, I love that
just,
one.
Yeah, that was good. He was funny in that. Yeah. And especially that other guy that like had the van and stuff and bailed him
out. Oh, yeah. That was a really good.
Too bad he was missing from this film, you know?
Yeah.
But I think Quantumania is like part of the next, it's of course part of the next phase of all the Avenger movies. And,
yeah.
You know, I would say Kang, right, is the bad guy. King the Conqueror.
It seems like they're all going towards a multiverse type of.
Well, yeah, like Loki became multiverse.
Right, Doctor Strange was multiverse.
Yes.
Right, yeah. So here's another multiverse thing.
And wait, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man was multiverse, and I think that's really what's happening. It's all these timelines.
And I think Guardians of the Galaxy is going to.
Maybe the new one,
because
but not the other
aren't
two.
Aren't they going and saving a bunch of.
Yeah, but they're doing like hyperspace or something weird from like Star
they're
Wars.
They're always in hyperspace, man.
Yeah, but they save other planets. It's not like they're going in the multiverse because that's a lot of people to save.
Well, I guess we'll find out, right? We don't know what they're doing with Guardians, but you want to go to see that movie?
I definitely want to see that. When I saw the trailer, it was funny.
Yeah? Do you think it would be funny if you went on that ride again at Epcot Center?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. That was so cool. That was awesome.
I couldn't talk after that for like 30 minutes.
You were like depressed. You were like so scared or something. Yeah. It was like, oh my God, I think my brain
was traumatized from a ride.
That's right. That was one of the best rides
ever.
Oh
my God, it was amazing.
No.
It was the smoothest roller coaster ride I've ever been on.
No, that was kind of, that was worse than El Toro.
I'm just glad I took off my glasses. Yeah. Before we went everywhere. Right.
Well, the minute that we started moving fast, Julie took her glasses off.
And I was like, nope. So funny. I was debating, and then it started going fast, and I was like,
I don't talk on roller coasters, really. I just, like, hold on as tight as I can and just keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, and then you just get scared the whole time. You didn't scream? I mean, I feel like we screamed. Oh, yeah, Mom screamed. She was, like, crying at the end of that one.
Yeah, We were having an awesome time. I was looking back at you.
You were screaming.
Yeah!
You were screaming because you were so happy. Mom was screaming because she wanted to get off.
She was so sad, yeah.
That's right. It's so funny. Alright, so let's go back to Ant-Man Quantumania.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay. I totally forgot about that.
So did you like the movie, I guess?
It was okay. It felt like a knockoff of Star Wars The Clone Wars.
There was a lot of Star Wars.
Yeah, because
there were a bunch of different, like.
And there's a lot of armies.
People type things, and there was armies that were sort of arranged in a clone.
Yeah.
In a
fashion.
Clone Wars kind of thing, yeah. I mean, I think like the thing is like with comic books, there's always like these wars, and there's always like lots of aliens and things like that, depending on who your comic book hero is at the moment. You know?
But like this one, they were even like almost knockoffs of Ewoks. Like, what? Remember how there were people that had the brown cloak. Almost, and then there was a dark face.
Yeah.
And, I mean, even them, when they walked in there, they had hoods on, and they were like, oh, we can't
kinda
be seen.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, we have to be discreet.
Well, I guess there's just, like, how else are you going to be discreet in these films, you know? It's kind of hard. You can only, like, mask up so much.
Yeah, but I mean, it just seemed very much like Star Wars.
Alright, yeah, I mean, a good chunk of it was Star Wars-like, but I think a lot of it was also, the realm was pretty cool, you know?
And, yeah.
You know, did you like that?
Yeah, it was good, but I wish it was more Star Warsy.
What do you mean more Star Warsy? It was an adventure film.
Yeah, but if they pretty much did it like Star Wars, like a little bit, because like the army and like what Julie said about the cloaks, that they were kind of like
is
Jedi.
Is Marvel linked with Star Wars?
No, they're all
Disney.
It's technically Disney. Plus.
They're all Disney Plus.
Well, whatever, Disney, whatever.
It's all Disney, and so, it's just... You might have similar.
Marvel do
you might have similar writers crossing over, you know?
Well, yeah.
But it's not that they're linking the universes. It's just that they're... Well,
but I don't think Lucas would like that.
I'm not surprised. Lucas
doesn't matter anymore. He sold it all.
He did? What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yes.
Why did he sell it?
Because he made lots and lots of money.
He's annoying.
Well, he didn't... I mean, he's like in his 70s, 80s. He didn't.
So he can still write?
Though, I wouldn't be surprised if there's overlapping just in the shows itself, though. Like,
imagine...
I don't mean, like, overlapping as in, Anakin meets, I don't know, Ant-Man. Like, I wasn't... Not like that. I mean, like...
Yeah.
Just their shows have parallels. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely parallel stuff. I mean, you can only do so much until, like, it starts to be kind of repetitive a little bit. And if you notice, most of those movies are starting to become repetitive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are, definitely.
So, anyway, did you like the movie?
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay. All right, so...
Good movie to watch in the theater, though.
I thought it was good. I liked Paul Rudd as Ant-Man. I thought that was fine, you know?
Yeah.
I thought it was a good movie.
I mean, he's always good as Ant-Man.
It was good. It was entertaining.
Yeah. All right. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected.
Bye.